Well, we've seen a number of things stay the same and a number of things change. Terrorist groups like Al Qaeda and ISIS are still interested in going after symbolic religious targets, marketplaces, large crowds and gatherings, and there is interest still in trying to attack large symbolic targets in the West. However, we have seen a shift because we've seen groups like ISIS outsourcing attacks to lone wolves, smaller cells that don't have direct ties to the groups.
What's the reason you believe for that shift?
Sure, I think that as ISIS loses territory in Syria and in Iraq, I think they have become a bit pressed, and I think that it is a way for the group to capitalize on individuals overseas that may latch on to the group in a sort of loose fashion and still claim those attacks.
Is there a way to defend against these small attacks?
Well, I think when you are looking at small cells and lone wolves, by their very definition, there's going to be less organization and less communication, which means that it's going to be difficult to intercept a plot because of, law enforcement monitoring a plot in the making or tracking these individuals unless they've been on law enforcement's radar screen. In these cases, what becomes important is the relationship that law enforcement has with communities. It becomes really important for individuals around those individuals to be able to see signs and to be able to report suspicious behaviors if people, have a sense that something like this might be going on. It's less likely that these types of plots are going to be caught because of a money trail or because of the coordination of buying a significant amount of materials or bomb-making explosives, because in most of these cases that we've seen recently, they haven't necessarily been using those to carry out the attacks.
Tara Maller, spokesperson and senior policy advisor for the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.